Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. It's been like 2 months since I've recorded one of these things, but I didn't give up. I didn't quit. Wait, no, not 2 months. It's been a month since I've recorded one of these things. I didn't quit, though. I've just been really, really busy. I started up school, high school, which is pretty cool. And I got a new logo, which is pretty awesome. My cousin Kyle maybe one, and it's so cool. And somebody's getting. Oh, if you say it looks like a pumpkin, you're wrong. It looks like a smiley face. I was thinking about, like, you can make stickers of that and just slap them everywhere. But if that does start happening, I'm most likely not behind it. I would never vandalize. Okay, I would never vandalize. That's not, just, no. But at the same time, though, I would actually really appreciate the advertisement. It's just free. Well, not really free. You gotta make the stickers, but I mean, it'd be cool. It's like, whoa, what's that smiley face? Oh, and then eventually it'd have meaning. That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, you don't want to be slapping those stickers everywhere. That could create a pretty big problem, especially with like all these recent TikTok trends, like devious lick. And sometimes people can take the smallest things and then turn them into the biggest deals just because of little stuff like that. They want to try and start their own thing, but that would just not be good. I don't really know what else to say about that other than, but if you still, I mean, if you want to, I'm not going to say no, but at the same time, it'd be kind of stupid. Anyways, yeah, I got bullied by third graders today. So that was pretty fun. Honestly, though, I had no idea they were third graders. They looked like first graders. So ever since I got into like eighth grade last year, I just totally, everybody like looked so little to me. So the sixth graders looked like fifth graders. Well, not even fifth graders. They looked like fourth graders or whatever. They looked like little kids. And then the third graders to me looked like first graders or kindergartners. They were so short. I was never that short, mind you. I was always a confident 7'3" from the time I was born. At least it feels like it. And so apparently they have this thing where they have to wear crazy hats. It's their crazy hat day. And I was standing there at lunch. And one of these kids has a flamingo hat on. Now, I knew it's a flamingo, but I'm not really quick. I'm a little slow when it comes to stuff like that. So I'm just like, whoa, that's a bird. And then some little kid behind the kid with the flamingo hat on says, it's a flamingo, stupid head, and then walks away. More like a little run. And, you know, that's not the first time something like that's happened. It's just, it's a bummer. I mean, they should really just pick on somebody their own size. I don't see why they're going over and going out of their way to pick on me. It's like, come on. There's a couple of kids, and I could see where they would get mistaken as third graders, and you know that would be fair game. But you know, they're like 4 foot tall. They're like 4 feet tall, and their voice is really light, and I could see that. But like, I mean, I look kind of old for my age. Like, I get mistaken as a sophomore a lot. So it's just like, what are you getting from this? This makes no sense. It's like, I know, I get it. Like, it might be fun, but come on. Like, me, I got a couple of friends, man, that I will put in front of you, and you can roast them all day. And I'll get it on video, I'll post it on YouTube because it's funny. But like, me? I'm a little surprised by that. And honestly, they come up with stuff quicker than I can. It's like, the dude just came up with a saying like that on the fly. I don't know. I shouldn't have waited a month to make another one of these things. I had time. But I was just like, yeah, I'll do it later. And then that turned into a month. So procrastination is pretty bad. But honestly, you just gotta make sure you really... Oh, whoops. You gotta make sure you really want to record one of these things because it is a lot of work. Now, I used to go for like, well, I don't think I actually ever went for an hour. Let me see. Well, I don't think I actually went for an hour ever, but 30 minutes. And then sometimes I would have a guest on and I would mess up 10 minutes in, and then we'd have to re-record the entire thing. So that was fun. But honestly, whenever I do this by myself now, I kind of just record a 1 minute clip and then I clip it together when I kind of just lose what I'm talking about and kind of just go off the rails. But in the end, it kind of makes a better podcast because, you know, you're constantly going and you're not just ranting for 30 minutes about the same thing like you did in the last few episodes. So going off the original plan, one episode a week was the goal. But honestly, I've been crazy busy. I just joined this thing at my school, the podcast club. So we have like thousands of dollars worth of equipment that we get to work with from the college, which is really cool. So I think you should, when that all comes out, you should definitely give that a listen. That'd be pretty cool. And just to be on a team, we're going to have cameras. We're going to have multiple people. We're kind of going to do like a rotation. And we're going to record, I think, on Sundays after church. Just to be able to go in there and record a cool podcast with all your friends. That's honestly really awesome. And the president has wanted to do this for a long time. And it's really, really awesome to kind of just make it happen. You know, a lot of times I make a plan or whatever, I don't make it happen. But to finally be able to make something like this happen and for somebody else to make the podcast club happen is honestly one of the coolest things you can do and one of the coolest things you can start. Because not only are you making a podcast, but you just get to talk. It's just an excuse to talk for maybe a few hours if that's what you feel like doing, or like a half hour. Just an excuse to talk about really anything. So you just hop on one of these things and I talk about whatever I want, whatever I feel like for the day, whenever I feel like it or whatever. And you know what I feel like talking about today? Rocket ships. These things can apparently land now. Like the rocket, they used to have to cut it off in space. These things can now land. They like land the rocket. And the scientists say it's like dropping a pencil off of the Empire State Building. Somebody should try it. That'd be pretty cool. Just to experiment with it and try to land the pencil on the eraser. Because that's basically what they're doing. And SpaceX's newest rocket is called Starship. That thing is huge. So it's, I think, what they're planning on taking to Mars in a few years. That thing is... The problem that they're having the most is at the beginning is, I think, I don't know about right now, but it's liftoff. But their SpaceX, I think they're called their Dragons. Their Dragons are doing phenomenal. If you look at the fact that now they're having all civilian crews. We find. So they're having all civilian crews on the SpaceX Dragon in the little capsule to go to orbit and I don't know, but not the space station yet, but to orbit and Blue Origin. Back when I used to be all into stocks, I wanted to buy, well, not Blue Origin, but Virgin Galactic. I wanted to buy into their company back when I was obsessed with stocks. And that was just right after they did an all civilian trip in there. That kind of looks like a plane. It really does look like a plane. There's these new planes as well that are going to be flying by like 2027, 2028. And they're from United Airlines. They're supersonic planes. And I didn't know those were even a thing anymore. They fly at like 60,000 feet in the air. And you can be, I think maybe from San Diego to London in like an hour. Which is kind of like the same plan SpaceX had, where they were going to do all civilian reusable rockets, all civilian flight, space flight. So you could be from like, maybe, I don't know if this was JFK or one of the airports in our country. Maybe it's on the east or the west coast. You could be from that specific airport all the way to Tokyo in an hour, in hour's time. So that's the closest we're going to get to teleportation. Imagine, that'd be so cool. You just gotta start with like small things, like a chocolate bar, like they did in Willy Wonka. But if there really was teleportation, they'd keep it a secret. We all know that. Honestly, do you really want people to... That would just, like, in the end, it would just completely destroy the industry of travel in general. So, just like that. Just like that, like, maybe there's a cure to the common cold. We don't know. There's been, like, it's been theorized that there were people that have actually, you know, cured cancer, cured autism, done all types of stuff like that. And they found out about it, and then they would just kill off the CIA would just, or somebody like that would just kill off the scientist that invented it, because, you know, a customer cured is a customer lost, which is a really scary theory to believe. But the scariest part to me is that it actually might be true. You know, the industry is so big that if something like that happened, it'd be killed. It's a trillion-dollar industry, multi-trillion dollars, because people need help to have good health. So what happens when you're able to keep a customer, they keep paying you instead of just treating them in one sitting. They got to keep coming back and paying money so they can cure you over a long period of time. But it's for a lot more money. And, you know, they stay with you for a longer duration. They're more dependent on you. So then they have to constantly be coming back for treatments, and they have to constantly be getting checkups, and they're just stuck in this infinite loop. It's a scary theory to believe, but if it's true, then that's even more scary. I wouldn't know what to do in that situation. I wouldn't know what to think if that were true. Honestly, that's all speculation, but do you really think that the people at the top really have our best interests in mind? Like, really? Like, they can't all be good. Like, some people are just ridiculous. They're like, oh, the moon landing was fake, the earth is flat. That's completely crazy, but you don't think that they're, you know, everybody that's at the top genuinely has our best interest in mind? No. Like, some conspiracy theories are just wild, but, like, are they all wrong? Like, are they, every single one of them has to be completely false? I don't know about that. A lot of them seem like they have some credit, and a lot of them have actually been proven true. A lot of them have been proven true, and that's just recently. So if you're a conspiracy theorist like 5 years ago, you seem like a pretty normal person in today's standards. Like, you were just 5 years ahead of your time. Maybe it's getting to the point where if you are a conspiracy theorist, you're just kind of, you know, a few years ahead of your time, a few months. Nowadays, it feels like a few weeks because everything's happening so quickly, but you're honestly, if you were a conspiracy theorist 5 years ago and you're talking about mandatory vaccines, you are entitled to an apology, because it's all happening. Honestly, I'm getting better at this, though. I think I'm getting better at the podcast. I'm being less boring. The first episode was rough. I had, like, people coming up to me and they're like, yeah, I listened to it, but it was hard to stay through the entire thing because it was boring, but just getting better. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird just sitting in a room and I'm just alone facing a wall talking to myself. That's basically what it is. But I got a new table and chair, though. And basically, I have this painting I made. I had to make it for an art project, and I think the artist's name is Banksy, and this is this girl with a red balloon, and then the red balloon is flying away and with the wind. And then I basically just copied the painting because that's what you're supposed to do. And it was a full mimic, and I painted it, and it looks pretty good. So I have that framed right in front of me, and I got my alarm clock up here and everything. So there's a lot going on. I'm not really just staring at a wall, but I got the computer screen right here. So this is what I recorded on. It's this app called Anchor.
And then as soon as I logged on, the first time I ever got here over a year ago, it's like, the first thing, you have can have a sponsorship. So what it is you get, you have to record an ad for Anchor. You get paid like $15 per 1,000 plays, which is really good. It's really good. I think most of the time I think it'd be like a cent per 1,000 plays, because I'm pretty sure that's what YouTube does. Realistically though, I don't actually have the numbers. I don't actually know, but I think that'd be around there. I heard that the TikTok Creator Fund is somewhere around those numbers. I think like per million views you get, it's like a dollar. So you could have the most successful video in the world. Oh, that's like $100. You have like, it could bring you to worldwide fame. Well, that's $20. That's great, Creator Fund. Wow, $20 for a Nobel Peace Prize winning, Oscar winning TikTok. Where it's at though is the sponsorships. It's hard to explain how I know, but I just know, and that's the place where a lot of these dudes are actually making a lot of money. So you get like a brand deal or something. I've seen that happen. And I think I'm going to call it there. I'm kind of just getting back into the swing of things. It was a lot harder than when I was making them on a semi-consistent basis. But we're getting better. We're getting better. I already feel like I got better just sitting here recording clips. So I'm just going to roll the outro. If you like what you just heard, share it with a friend. If you don't have friends, share it with family. If you don't have any of those, go onto the corner of a street and hold up a sign like crazy people say the world's gonna end and tell them to listen to my podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.